I'm joined with Rory Smith to discuss, first and foremost, obviously, Jurgen Klopp moving on. Rory had decided he's planning some time away. We all had plans on Friday, Rory. And they all ended up in real, real bother in no time at all. There is, though, with this, the thing I want to talk about, the thing that's in my head, is there's not just the coming man or even the coming men. There is, for the first time, not really the coming wave. So if you go back to 2015, we're not that far away from the idea of Tuchel and Nagelsmann behind Klopp. If you go and pull another 10 years back from there, 5 years back from there, you've got the idea of Spanish football, tiki-taka, Guardiola, etc., etc. You then pull 5 years back from there, you've got a different form of Iberian Peninsula influence with Mourinho, Benitez, and I think an understated part of it is Carlos Queiroz. You go 5 years before then, there's another block of coaches you just mentioned to me off-air, which I don't normally like to say this sort of thing, but Deschamps back in 2004 as well. There's always been this feeling, I think, across world/European football that there's the coming men. For me, one of the most impressive and, in this moment, frustrating things about Guardiola and Klopp is the two of them have stayed so much at the top of the tree for as long as they have. And the idea that they are at the vanguard of whatever football is going to be in the next 5 years, both of them, with them and the people they've got around them, that it is actually remarkably difficult to pinpoint X, Y, or Z and say, no, that's the next thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really dangerous and really difficult to compare across eras. But the one that's sort of stayed with me a little bit is 2004. So that's somewhere, obviously, Liverpool and Chelsea both go and appoint new managers. And you have, to choose from, you have Rafa Benitez, two-time La Liga winner with Valencia. You have Jose Mourinho, who has just won a treble with Porto. That is, and I think this is a bit of a weird tangent to go on, but was a much more thrilling thing to happen than I think Mourinho gets credit for now, that he's kind of been subsumed into the broader Mourinho anti-football thing. Whereas actually Porto winning the Champions League was really exciting. They were a good team. They had Dierlei falling over up front. But apart from that, you know, it was a really kind of thrilling thing to happen in Europe. And the team they beat were managed by Didier Deschamps, who was, again, a young coach. And so you looked across as a fan at that stage, and you thought, well, look, actually, you can make a case for all three of those as being the next big exciting thing in European football. Obviously, as it turned out, Mourinho would be a kind of generation-defining coach. I think Rafa, as much as it pains me to say it, Rafa probably ends up a run below that. And Deschamps, difficult to address because he's not really thrived at club level. But by the same token, he has won the World Cup and made another final. So he's done okay.